down. Today is a day to remember, but every Sunday throughout the year we celebrate and we remember Jesus. You see, Jesus said a lot of things that are worth remembering and still today are worth remembering. And that passage that Sam read to us was from the Sermon on the Mount, which is chapters 5 to 7 in Matthew. And all the crowds were sat there listening to Jesus. Thousands of them there listening to his every word. And he was radical. He said things that were so different than they'd ever heard before. And they sat there. And you can imagine them starting by sitting like that. And gradually they sat up. Which is probably what you're going to do this morning. Or if you still sink down, I know that I've got to shut up. But he spoke into their lives. He spoke into their lives then. And he can speak into our lives today. And he said this. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God or children of God. For many, many, many years, thousands of years, people have been talking about peace. Organisations have been formed for world togetherness and particularly for peace. The United Nations is one of them. And then in 1901, this gentleman with a very trendy beard, Mr. Alfred Nobel, he started by giving a prize for people who promoted peace, the Nobel Peace Prize. And here are some of the winners over the last 20 years. Who's this? Who's this? Who's this? Who's this? Yeah. Wasn't that lovely? She got married this week. All of these people have won the Nobel Peace Prize. And in 2020, the Nobel Peace Prize was given to the World Food Programme for its efforts to combat hunger, for its contribution to bettering conditions for peace in conflict-affected areas, and for acting as a driving force in efforts to prevent the use of hunger as a weapon of war and conflict. Wonderful that all those people have been promoting peace. But thousands of years ago, before Mr. Nobel or any United Nations, there was somebody else, a special baby, that came into the world as the Prince of Peace. 41 more sleeps, just in case you want to know. And the Bible tells us why the Prince of Peace was born. To guide our feet into the way of peace. Now, peace is a very interesting word, isn't it? We use it all the time, in so many different ways. I wonder you if your parents have ever said to you, I just want a bit of peace and quiet. I wonder if any of you have said it to your children. Or whether you've said also, the world so needs peace. But what do we mean by peace? Well, the New Testament uses this Greek word, which is eirene, which means inner well-being. Inner well-being. And just before he was crucified, Jesus said, peace, inner well-being, I leave with you. You and you and you and you and you and you. I give you my peace. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Jesus talked about this inner calmness, this inner peace. And it's a different peace than anything anywhere else. You can't buy it on Amazon Prime. You can't try and get it on eBay. You can't go into Marks and Spencer's and say, I just like a bit of peace. It's different from that sort of peace. It's a peace that Jesus gives freely to those that believe in him. The fruit of the Spirit we looked at last week at Spectrum was love, with joy we looked at, and peace. It comes from Jesus being in our lives. And so in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is showing us and telling us how we need to be peacemakers. Because if you know anything about Jesus, you know that that is exactly what he was, a peacemaker. So do you see the sequence here? Jesus showed us peace. Jesus left us his peace. And he says, right, you lot, I ask you to be peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. What are these? What's this? Okay, it's not a trick question. It is an oven. What's this? What do they all have in common? They're all instruments in making a cake. And thousands of years ago, St. Francis of Assisi prayed about you and I being instruments in making peace. There he is, and he said this. It's a prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. Where there's sadness, joy. An instrument. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. A tool, that's what an instrument is, a tool, a means by which something is achieved. So Jesus gives us his peace in order that we might be instruments of it. Now I'm reliably informed by lots of people that when you make a cake, you don't just need the instruments. So you can have the oven and you can have the cake tin, apparently, and you can have the bowl and you can have the whisk. But what you need as well as instruments, apparently, are ingredients. Is that right? So to be a cake maker, you need I'm not a cake maker, so. But you get the gist. You see, you need the instruments, and you need the ingredients, and apparently, boom, you have a cake. What looks like that? Now, when I have tried it once upon a time, it didn't look like that. But if we are going to be instruments of peace, then we need to have those ingredients that St. Francis talks about. And he tells us what they are. He says, it's love. You're to sow love. You're to pardon. Now, that's a word that we say when you burp, isn't it? But it actually means forgiveness. It means to say sorry. We need to have faith. We need to have hope. We need to have light. And we need to have joy. All of those things are the ingredients that we need to be peacemakers. And when you put all those together, with us being the instrument, boom, you have a world that Jesus wanted to see. You see, maybe none of us will win the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, I won't win it. You might be somebody who might one day. But, you know, we're not likely to, are we? But we can all be peacemakers in some way. Just think for a minute what our world would be like, what your classroom would be like, what the playground would be like, what the office would be like if we were all peacemakers. Let's pray together. This morning, Lord, would you help us to be those instruments of peace? Would you use us this week to sow love, to show forgiveness, to have faith, to hope, to be light, and to be joy? We think of all those different situations that we're going to be in this coming week and ask you to help us to be those peacemakers. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And so let's say together, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace.